Came up with a unique approach for his fourth studio album, The Outsiders. The 12 tracks were placed in a specific order to follow the storyline Church had in mind for the album. With the hope that his fans wouldn't play the songs out of sequence, he said, "I don't know that people do that anymore, but it's meant to be listened to that way." Church earned his big break in 2011 with his third album, Chief. The award-winning collection sold 1.7 million copies in the United States and produced a pair of number one country hits. Church said he could have continued in the same musical direction on The Outsiders, but chose to challenge himself creatively.
I don't judge an album on, did it sell more than the last one? Did it have more number ones than the last one? That's not the way I view success. That's the commercial side. The way I view it is creatively, is it go somewhere the one before it didn't go. And with this album, I can absolutely say it beats Chief in that regard, if we're trying to beat it. I don't like viewing it that way. I think every record's its own thing. But from a creative standpoint, this is a more creative album. This is a more artistic album than any we've done.
The Talladega boys raised the whiskey and gold glass. Now here's to turn it up, I'm slowing down, and cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing, and thinking as that chicken flag was waving, sure would like to stay Talladega.
Church lists country legends and hard rock bands among his biggest musical influences. The North Carolina native describes his new album as a cross between Waylon Jennings and Metallica. The Outsiders brings together a variety of musical styles, including country, bluegrass, pop, rock, and rhythm and blues. Church says pushing country music's boundaries allows him to stay true to his artistic vision.
When The Outsiders came out and everybody thought it was going to be a progressive rock record, I kind of chuckled when it was happening. I mean, I enjoyed that because I was sitting there going, you're judging it on the first song, and it's probably the most introspective we've done. I mean, you can take two or three tracks on the album that are just very real. Dark Side's another one that's very real and very introspective. To me, it shows maturity. It shows that I'm not trying to figure out what people want me to be or want us to be.
Church recently wrapped up a 12-city European tour. U.S. dates are planned through most of 2014. From The Outsiders, here's Eric Church with his latest hit, Bring Me Back My Hometown. I'm Mary Morningstar.
Damn, I used to love this view. Sit here and drink a few. Main Street in the high school. Lit up on Friday night. Down there, it's another touchdown. Man, this year's team is stout. I can hear them going crazy. And up here, so am I. Thinking about you sitting there saying, I hate this, I hate it. If you couldn't stand living here, why'd you take it? Take it, yeah. My hometown, this is my hometown. All the colors of my youth, the red, the green, the hope, the truth, are beating me black and blue, cause you're in every scene. My friends try to cheer me up, I get together at the Pizza Hut. I didn't have the heart to tell that was our place. These sleepy streetlights on